Bathhouse in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. Hello, 877-381-3811. My wife's going to get mad at me. I believe she's listening right now. I've seen her multiple times today, and I forgot to tell her. So, to my wife and to all of my radio family, tomorrow we have a special guest, 6:30 Eastern, Mr. Producer. The First Lady, Melania Trump's going to be with us. And we very much look forward to her. I'm a huge fan of Melania Trump. She's a class act. I'm a huge fan of Donald Trump. He's a class act. What do you mean? Excuse you. I think they're a terrific couple, too, by the way. Terrific. Almost like right out of Hollywood, even though much of Hollywood sucks. You know what I mean. Central casting, they say. And I think that's true. Anyway, she will be with us. We're very excited about that. We look forward to it. That's tomorrow evening, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll have a little chat with her, too. Israel Hayom, one of the excellent media outlets in Israel, and there aren't many. I want to say this loud so it's nice and clear. Headline, Iran secretly executed thousands despite promise to the United States. As I told you, they were. Tehran promised to halt executions but secretly continued killing protesters while misleading Washington about willingness to negotiate on missiles and terror proxies, sources reveal. So why are we negotiating with them? Now look, I don't want to hear, you know, we got a lot of commentators on radio, on TV, influencers, podcasts. Oh, they're so smart. And they're all over the place. You know, they're hedging their bets. They're hedging their bets. Well, that's because Trump is trying to deceive them, but he's actually going to attack them. I don't know what it means. Neither do they. I don't know. I just say, let's get on with it and get it over with. During the first weeks of January, as the U.S. prepared for a strike and began advancing its forces toward the Gulf, Foreign Minister Yabba-Dabba-Doo and President Yabba-Dabba-Doo conveyed messages to the Americans. Remember this? I think it was through Witkoff. Yeah, we're not going to hang anybody anymore. No. We're going to behave ourselves. Don't you trust us? We're very honorable. Don't you believe what we say? Don't you believe what we sign? Apparently we do. Including a promise that they would respond to initial American demands to avoid a strike. The Americans first demanded, writes this piece, a halt to the massacre of protesters and the prevention of the expected executions there. Yabba Dabba and Yabba Dabba Doo pledged that there would be no executions, and President Trump presented this as an achievement, they write, on January 14, that led to postponing the decision to launch a strike. Quote, we were told that the killing in Iran has stopped and there is no plan for executions. As for an execution or for executions, that's what I was told based on reliable authority. But according to intelligence information that reached several intelligence agencies in the West, including the Mossad and the British and the German agencies, the executions continued, but efforts were made to conceal them. I told you they were going on and going on by the thousands and thousands. I don't know who lied to the president, but they ought to be fired. According to estimates, this method, well, they said let's put it this way. Instead of hanging protesters who were caught in city squares, they were shot or strangled in custody. Their families were told they died in the protests, even though there's evidence they were arrested alive. According to estimates, this method resulted in thousands of executions, separate from the tens of thousands killed during the dispersal of protests. In addition, the West continuously receives reports about the ongoing suppression of protests and demonstrations breaking out in rural cities and about mass arrests. See, my problem in negotiations and diplomacy is you give credibility and credence to this regime. It is an illegitimate terrorist regime. There was a time, I know it was quaint, that we didn't negotiate with terrorists, let alone terrorist regimes. I like those times. The second story is no less serious. Iran conveyed a message to the Americans through Turkey that it was ready to open negotiations with the U.S. for comprehensive discussions of all disputes, quote-unquote. The Americans, as they write, demanded details, and according to diplomatic sources, Iran confirmed it would agree to discuss not only the nuclear issue, but also long-range missiles and the support and maintenance of terror organizations dependent on it. Hezbollah, the Houthis, militias in Syria and Iraq, and of course Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The Americans agreed in principle to hold the talks, and at Turkey's request, Turkey's no damn good, suggested that they take place in Ankara with representatives of other countries, such as, oh, let me guess, Qatar, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, that they'd be present. Iran refused, and the negotiations moved to Muscat, Oman's capital, in the format that had existed last spring. Now, Israel Hayom, the newspaper, reported that at this stage, Iran raised a demand that the force building up against it in the region be halted, and that the forces already added withdraw. The Americans were furious about this and nearly canceled, while continuing to advance more and more forces. Why are we negotiating? Okay, if it was a head fake, the head fake's over. Let's go. Finally, a preliminary round of talks was held last Friday in Muscat, and during it, the Americans discovered that Yabba Dabba had not been authorized to discuss issues other than the nuclear one, and that even on this, the Iranian position was hardening. Well, of course. After initial discussions and American threat to halt the talks, Yabba Dabba informed the mediating Oman that there was something to discuss and suggested a principled agreement to address the other issues after the nuclear issue is agreed upon, and a timetable for removing sanctions is set. Removing sanctions? I mean, where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? We first reacted because that regime was slaughtering its people. You remove sanctions, that regime will be stronger than ever, have more currency than ever, dollars, and will use that money to build more ballistic missiles and to continue its nuclear program. What are we doing? I'm just asking. Just asking questions. Yabba Dabba also said he would come to the next meeting with a broader mandate. You know what these are called, Mr. Producer? Delay tactics. The Americans did not accept the position and conditioned the continuation of talks on bringing all issues to the table, but so far, Iran has not agreed to this. They're negotiating with us as equals. They're a terrorist organization. They've slaughtered 50,000 or more of their own people. They've slaughtered 1,000 Americans. Casualties on thousands of Americans. Why are we putting up with this? They have no Navy. They have no Air Force. Yes, they have missiles. Yes, there could be casualties. I get it. I really do. But if not now, when? They're as weak as they're ever going to be. What, are we going to send our kids and grandkids when they have 10,000 ballistic missiles and nuclear warheads and the communist Chinese and the fascistic Russians and the inbred in North Korea has built up their military? That's what waiting gets us and our kids and grandkids. This is not going to go away. Not through any paper agreement, not through any diplomacy. It's not going to go away unless we make it go away. Israel Hayam, the media outlet, has learned that the Iranian deception, we'll put it this way, this can be added to publications about the significant expansion of long-range missile production in Iran, the renewal of activity in nuclear sites, and their fortification ahead of a possible strike, which is exactly the problem when you keep talking. The paper has learned the Iranian deception was presented to several leaders of countries in the region. Most countries in the regions have announced they will not allow the Americans to attack Iran from their territory, but if convinced, they may participate in defensive operations. Well, isn't that great? Our new friends, the Saudis. Our really new friends, the Qataris. We've even promised to defend them against all comers. We even extended our lease on our base in their country. Are we allowed to use our own base? Of course, Qatar's buddies with the Iranian regime. They're close. Turkey, which wasn't before, is now. This is like the Axis powers in World War II. Yes. As Israel Hayam reported, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, and Jordan participated in intercepting missiles and drones launched from Iran toward Israel in the war in June. Yes, 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 and it goes on. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at PlumasBank.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
President Trump said, "I like Newsmax. You like it too." It's true. Millions of Americans agree with President Trump, and they're switching to Newsmax for the news they can trust. They're watching great shows with Greta, Carl Higbee, Rob Schmidt, Finnerty, and more. If you're tired of big media, start watching Newsmax. It's free to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com for immediate access. Get all of President Trump's most important events live. Imagine watching Mike Huckabee's Israel special, our Melania documentary, Clint Eastwood, Charlie Kirk specials, even the movie Jesus of Nazareth by Franco Zeffirelli. Once you start Newsmax Plus, you won't stop. So try it for free. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com, then download the app. It's easy. So make the switch to Newsmax Plus today.
Just pathetic.
He's funny.
Get off the phone, you big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Can you believe I picked all these songs, didn't I, Rick? They're good.
Hit it.
Just a little America. Come on, we got a lot of calls and we're going to go to them in a minute. Just a little. Hang in there. Go! All right, I got it. There we go. How about we go to Mike, Springfield, Illinois, and the great WLS. Mike, how are you?
Greetings from the land of Lincoln, and thank you for taking my call.
And unfortunately, the land of little Dick Durbin. Now, that said, how do you like when I play music? You can be honest.
Oh, I like music. Absolutely. You have good taste.
I enjoy it. All right, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was calling about the negotiations that were undertaking with Iran. I, too, am bothered by that. I think it throws mixed signals to those people who are, objecting to the theocracy in Iran. I mean, the president just said several days ago that help is on the way. And I see negotiating as being counter to that message myself. And Iran will never negotiate away their theocracy. They'll never do that. So
they can agree to it, but they're not going to mean it. But you make a very important point. What kind of message are the people in Iran hearing? When they're hearing, if we can get a negotiation, it's great, and so forth and so on. When they know that this regime is going to continue to rape and plunder and murder. I thought initially, as you're pointing out, our response was to raping, plundering, and murdering.
Correct.
I'm not following this very well either, I'm afraid.
Nor am I. And if ever, in my opinion, if ever there was a time that we should follow through with force, it is now.
Mm-hmm.
The theocracy is in a weakened position. There's a large number of people in Iran who are waiting for us to do something.
About 80% of them.
The ultimate goal is to be rid of, yes, and the ultimate goal is to be rid of the theocracy and all of the bad and ill that come from them, funding of terrorism, et cetera. Now is the time, in my opinion, and I would like your opinion on that as well.
And now is the time. If not now, when? And if not us, who? This is very, very important to understand. They don't have a Navy. They don't have an Air Force. They don't have an air-to-ground missile system, all thanks to the Israelis. They don't have nukes right now, thanks to us. The people have risen up. They're very courageous. Many of them have been slaughtered, and they're still being slaughtered. And I've told you they're still being slaughtered, no matter what the propaganda is out there. I mean, I honestly, even if we eventually hit them and we hit them really, really hard, I think that's really the backup position at this point, don't you?
Yes, I do too. I do too. We have, in my opinion, we have to take advantage of the situation now while those people are on our side. They are literally waiting for help. The president told them it was on the way. It has to be now.
I'm with you. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate your call. All right. Let's continue. But we have one problem. I got to find the call screen again. It dropped. Hold on one second, America. Mr. Producer, can you send... Oh, there it is. I got it. I got it, Christian. Let's continue. Dave, San Diego, California, on the Mark Levin app. Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, I have two questions. One about isolationism and the other about what's gotten into President Trump. In terms of isolationism, how would you rate Vice President Vance and President Trump?
Well, clearly Trump's not an isolationist. I mean... He's taken action in Venezuela. He's taken action before in Iraq. He's taken action in Iran. And there's others I probably have missed. So he's not an isolationist. I'm not sure where Vance comes down because he hasn't really been responsible for anything. He makes some comments out there that seem to be more in line with the isolationists. And then I read stories that, no, he's supporting the Secretary of State and the President and potential action against Iran. So time will tell. What was your second question?
One, why is President Trump continually kissing the backside of Vladimir Putin? And two, why is Steve Witkoff still in his administration?
Oh, you're tough. I don't think he's kissing Putin's butt. I think he's trying to get Putin to make an agreement, which Putin is never going to make. He's just not. This is what I mean. It's Putin... he's a killer. He's a Stalinist. That's what he is, basically. I don't mean in the communist sense. I mean, he's a killer. And a million dead Russians and God knows how many Ukrainians, and he's still at it. And in the case of the Islamist Nazis in Tehran, it's absolutely the same. As for Witkoff, my opinions about Witkoff are very well known. I'm not sure I understand all this envoy stuff. But all that said, the president's the president. If he wants envoys, that's fine. If he wants these guys, that's fine. But in the end, as Harry Truman said, the buck stops on his desk. And the president will decide which route he's going to take. Whether he's going to take sort of a Reagan-esque, Truman-esque route, or more of a Biden-Obama route. And I'm betting on the former. I'm praying on the former, and I believe it. But time will tell. All right, my friend, thank you for your call. You know, in every one of these instances, Trump has done the right thing. He has. And I'm counting on him now, too. I'll be right back.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-747-2043. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-747-2043. That's 800-747-2043. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
the only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue poultry feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Driving liberal elites crazy with a dose of common sense. This is the Mike Levin Show. The Mike Levin Show.
Champion of liberty and true conservatism. Call Mark now, 877-381-3811.
Help. I be here. So we were talking earlier about gold and silver. We were talking about the massive debt that today the Congressional Budget Office put out a report that is stark, that is grave, that is frightening about the the debt of the United States and its impact on the financial system, on our economic system, on our currency. And they talk about by 2050 that the on-budget debt's going to be over $50 trillion. It's $38 trillion today. And I know everybody's comfortable because it's not directly affected by it, but when this bubble bursts, it will affect every aspect of your life in the most negative and consequential way. All of your savings are going to be blown out. Your pensions are going to be blown out. The money will have very little value. It'll be difficult to find the kinds of goods just to sustain yourselves and your families. That's what happens in a massive depression, and we haven't seen anything like this before, anything. And this has been done to us by the ruling class elitists, and we put them in these places. So you got to start thinking about your own situation. What are you going to do? When something like that happens, what's of value? We know what's of value, gold and silver. That's why I talk about diversification. Diversification, that's why any financial expert worth his weight talks about diversification. What do you diversify with? In my view, precious metals. Now, something historic has happened in the financial markets. Gold is trading at $5,000 per ounce or more. Silver at $110 an ounce or more. These are record numbers. You might be saying, well, then why would I jump in? And my answer is, why wouldn't you? This didn't happen overnight. It followed years of monetary expansion, rising debt, global uncertainty. This is where the smart money is going. This is where the central banks are going. Gold and silver have outpaced inflation over the last 20 years, while the value of the dollar has actually gone down. But silver, take a good look at silver. When silver moves, it does so faster. It moves dramatically, more so than gold. And some of you have invested in gold. You've made your profits, or good profits. You should consider, like I am, selling some of that, taking some of that profit, and doing what? Buying silver. Buying silver. My partner, Monetary Gold, has been helping Americans for over a quarter of a century understand physical gold and silver investments. No pressure, just information and options. When markets move fast, clarity matters. So reevaluate your diversification strategy. And if you don't have a diversification strategy, you need to get one. Now, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help those of you who are reevaluating or those of you who haven't diversified yet. I'm going to help you with my partner, Monetary Gold. Right now, Monetary is offering, listen to this, $5,000 in free silver for qualified accounts. First of all, I had to twist their arm to do this, so it's not so simple. Number two, they can't do it forever. You want to know why? They'll go broke. But they want to encourage people. They want to encourage people to at least consider diversification with silver. Just ask your intake specialist for details to learn more about Monetary Gold's free silver offer. I want you to make a call. They can't call you. They don't have your number. You can call them. 877-NOW-GOLD. 877-NOW-GOLD. Now's the time. 877-NOW-GOLD. Don't miss this free silver offer. It's not going to last forever. Again, that's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. The number again. And I wouldn't wait because this isn't going to last forever. 877-NOW-GOLD. All right. Let's take some calls. Let's see here. We got new calls. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Hold on. Here we be. All right. Here we go. There we are. Okay. Let us go to Dustin, Fort Myers, Florida, on XM Satellite. Dustin, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Mega Rush Baby Dittos.
Amen.
From the Sunshine State, where I know you also live part-time. And,
yes, sir.
You know, obviously,
most
I
of the
say
time.
That to our great Rush. But
yep.
I did, on that vein, want to quickly mention to you, and Rush used to say this, and I mean this when I say, you actually do have the best bumper music on radio. I love
Thank
your music.
You.
Play it all you
Thank
want.
Thank you. You're very kind. I'm going to be a DJ one day. Maybe when I'm 87
well,
or something
that.
Like that.
Yeah. I did it for 5 years. I did a 9 to 12 show in South Africa. But yeah, I did actually. I got to play some great music, and I love music. But you know, on that vein, I lived in South Africa for 5 years. So what I'm going to say about the SAVE Act? Every time I hear that clip, Sean plays it, and you hear it on Fox and other places, where Chuck U. Schumer is saying it's Jim Crow 2.0. It's like somebody kicked him in the never mind, and he just spits this line out. Like, what the heck is wrong with these people? I don't get it. When I lived in South Africa, I watched these people vote in two different elections when I was there, Mark. And both times, they must take their photo. Everyone has national ID in South Africa, and they take their photo ID book. They have to prove that they are who they are. And they also mark their thumb on their right hand with indelible ink. It takes like a week to get off to make sure they can't come and vote again.
That's racist.
Yeah, I learned.
And how can it be racist? So absurd.
Right. But I need ID to do anything, Mark. I mean, you know that. And for somebody like that to say, it's just absolutely asinine to me to say.
Here, let's put it to a test. If you go to an airport and the TSA agent says, I don't recommend you do this. I'm not urging you to do it. I don't recommend it. You say, Chuck Schumer said that this is racist, that this is Jim Crow, so I didn't bring my driver's license. How far do you think he'd get?
Yeah, probably out the car with handcuffs or out the door with handcuffs to a police.
Well, you'd definitely be turned away. Maybe you'd get psychiatric help, which Chuck needs very much.
Hey, Mark, real quick, I just wanted to mention on the other thing, you know, I love President Trump. I mean, I voted for him 3 times. I'd vote for him 10 more times. I believe in what he's doing. Every day he does great things for this country, but I don't understand what he's doing, and I know I'm in agreement. I know I share this with you. But like the great Margaret Thatcher said once, and I know you probably met her because you worked in the Reagan White House.
A couple of times.
What is there to negotiate?
Mr. Producer, pull that clip. I know we played it the last 2 nights. We have it here. Don't hang up, Dustin. Let's hear it again. It's always very powerful. Go ahead.
As Winston Churchill said in the 30s, if you give in to aggression, there will be no end to the humiliation you will have to suffer. Some people suggest there should be negotiations. What is there to negotiate about? You don't negotiate with someone who marches into another country, devastates it, killing whoever he stands in his way. You get him out. You make him pay and see that he is never in a position to do these things again.
That's the Thatcher Doctrine. That's the Reagan Doctrine. That's the Churchill Doctrine.
And it should be the Trump Doctrine.
And it should be the Trump Doctrine, and the president is going to make a decision. And I mean this with all due respect. He's going to follow the road of a Reagan, a Thatcher, a Churchill, a Truman, or a Biden and an Obama. Now, people will say, well, now, wait a minute, he bombed those sites. I got that. But we're talking now about taking out this regime. And the problem is, if this regime isn't taken out, it will always be a threat, a grave threat. It seeks more ballistic missiles. It seeks to hit our country. They want to build more nuclear warheads. They're already building them. And we can't keep bombing them every, you know, every 90 days, every 120 days. It's not going to happen. And so they're weaker than they've ever been. The people have risen up against them. They don't have an air force. They don't have a radar system. They don't have ground-to-air missiles. They don't have a navy to speak of. Reagan destroyed their navy, half their navy. Remember that? In 2 attacks. When they attacked one of our ships, Reagan blew out half their navy. Didn't give it a second thought. Didn't give it a second thought. And you know what happened during the Reagan administration? They never sneezed in our direction during his administration after that. That was that. That was it. Same with Gaddafi. When Reagan ordered the bombing at Gaddafi's palace, he wasn't there, but they hit part of the palace. That was it. Gaddafi never blew his nose again. These are important lessons, very, very important lessons. Peace through strength includes the word strength. And this regime, it's on its back, largely, quite frankly, thanks to the Israeli military. And their nuclear power has been destroyed thanks to our military. There will never be an opportunity like this again. Never. Never. I just pray to God that we take this opportunity and we don't regret it. Even worse, that our children and grandchildren don't regret it. Last words, my friend.
I just hope that maybe President Trump is saying one thing and behind the scenes doing another. I hope and pray to God, because I think you're absolutely right, and this is a time. And can you imagine if Iran becomes a free country again, and you have Iran and Israel on the world stage there with us?
Yeah, the Iranian people are a wonderful people, a wonderful culture. Very educated, very sophisticated, very much like our country, very much like Israel and Europe and so forth and so on. This is a 7th century barbaric, primitive, terrorist death cult. And they got a hold of this country thanks in part to Jimmy Carter. And we've been dealing with it ever since. The opportunity is provided in many respects thanks to the Israelis, even though they're not going to get credit. Thanks to our great pilots. Thanks to our defensive missile systems. Okay. Now, what are we negotiating about? They're going to rip up a parchment agreement, certainly after Trump leaves. Nobody's going to enforce it. We played this game with North Korea for 20 years. They got 50 nuclear warheads. They build 6 or 7 every year. That's what they're going to do. Because if you're a death cult and you're willing to kill 50 to 100,000 of your own people, you want to build nuclear weapons, you know? Because they believe they must destroy the West. They must destroy Jews and Christians and Muslims who don't agree with them. They must destroy everything. That's what Muhammad and Allah would want. That's their ideology. So if they are willing to kill God knows how many of their own people, do you think they're going to withhold shooting a nuclear missile at our cities? They are not, and we should never risk it. Not now, not ever. I'm not into this diplomacy mongering. I'm not. And in the end, I pray, I hope, and I believe the president will take the course, not of an Obama or a Biden, but of a Reagan, a Thatcher, a Churchill, and a Truman. I really believe that strongly. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all 7 continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Quiet now so he can educate you, whether you like it or not. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Where the hell did this show go? Now, Pure Talk's favorite holiday, of course, is President's Day, which is coming up. When is President's Day? Is it this Monday, Mr. Producer? Wow. Now, the whole federal government is on, you know, is off with this Monday. Well, we work on Monday, President's Day. How come they don't have a Vice President's Day? Next thing you know, they'll have cabinet members and everything else. You know, that way they get their four-day week. But President's Day, Pure Talk loves it because they believe wireless service should only cost you a couple of presidents. Just a Jackson and a Lincoln, to be exact. That's $25. Just $25 a month. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, more data than you can possibly use. Now, the big three, the Goliaths, I call them, would be AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. You're faceless. They don't know anything about you. They're multinational corporations, which is perfectly fine. I've got no problem with that. But you get to pick what kind of phone service you want. And I prefer Pure Talk. It was founded by a veteran. It's got patriots working for them, American citizens. It's based in America. It believes what you believe. And they also believe you should get the best they possibly can give you at the least cost. You deserve better. Pure Talk is an American wireless company that supports our vets, invests in U.S.-only customer service team. So when you call, you're talking to someone who lives right here at home. Pure Talk uses the same towers as the big three carriers, so enjoy super 5G coverage without the inflated price. Just $25 a month for talk, text, plenty of data. If you haven't done this yet, honestly, I don't know why, because you're burning hundreds of dollars a month for absolutely no reason. There's no contract, there's no cancellation fee, because they know you're going to love them. So I wouldn't wait any longer. There's no point to keep burning your money. Just dial #250, say the keyword Mark Levin. Hello, #250, say the keyword Mark Levin. You'll also get 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250, say Mark Levin. Make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company. You're going to be glad you did. That's Pure Talk. Pure Talk. They're terrific. Again, that's #250, keyword Mark Levin. All right. Let's take some calls here. Let's go to Tony, Montreal, Canada, XM Satellite.
How are you, Tony?
Great, Mark. Thank you very much for taking my call. I want to talk about the death of shame in the United States. What I mean by the death of shame is I'm directing that at the Democrats. They can lie, they can obstruct, and they have anything but corruption and criminality as their background. And they are not offering any new ideas. Jerry Nadler, I call him the Con Edison gas house sleeping giant that hasn't done anything other than sleep and pass gas.
You're
in
right.
Congress. It's an embarrassment. It's a death of shame. I want to just say this. You remember Dr. Butler, Gerald Butler, long-range ballistic expert from Canada that was developing the long-range bombs for long-range cannons for Iraq at the time, and Hussein. What happened? He was in Belgium, and somehow five bullets found the back of his head. When there's a threat to Israel, Israel responds. It's called, they don't respond after you attack them. It's preemptive attacks. Mm-hmm. So if we in the United States and Canada and are going to be preemptive, we have to recognize our enemies, China, Russia, Islamification of Canada, United States, England, and Europe. These are our threats. And the first thing that Trump has to do is take out Iran. I agree with you 1,000%. The mullahs will never give you 50%. They have to leave. And by leave, I mean they have to go see the higher gods. They have to leave the planet. You cannot trust these people. They are only injured. Look, 60,000 people died in a weekend, and the people in Minnesota are what? They're protesting two deaths? What about the left in the United States, Antifa, saying there's 60,000 human beings in one country killed on one weekend, and they're mute? They don't know. Where's Jerry Nadler? Where's AOC? Where is the left in the United States talking about that? Aren't you supposed to protect the world, not just be so psychophantic and continuing to promote your loser party? Mike, it's unbelievable. Look, the Republican Party stands for creating security on the planet. And if we want a capitalist system to exist on this planet, the United States has to be strong, a mighty military. And you know what? Countries like Canada can't be half-baked when they come to supporting the United States.
Listen, I like you. You're sounding great. You're free to call anytime you want. Just look over your shoulder. Canada's a tough place these days against patriots, that's for sure. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, the men and women in Iran, and you, the American people, red-blooded Yanks. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boats Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.